And so, they returned to Early Castle with the Holy Urn. This time the journey was much more interesting, full of diversions and dangers. But I'm not going to tell you about it because there isn't time. When they finally returned to the castle, the Holy Urn was installed in pride of place on the coffee table. And the knights of the coffee table drank freely of its enlightening waters, and all was well in the land. Suddenly they could predict the weather perfectly, and all fears of cancelled conquer tournaments were banished from their thoughts. Crops were planted at exactly the right time. And bank holidays were planned years in advance to avoid rainy days. Some weekends there were outbreaks of Saturday night fever. So this was usually just embarrassing and not actually dangerous. In general though, life was completely idyllic, and there seemed to be nothing that could possibly spoil their happiness. But then, disaster struck.
Sorry, mate, everyone. Sire, the urn, it's broken!
Thus, the shadow of ignorance fell over the land of Arthur, and lots of unpredictable rain! Allowed to leave your seats and go and walk around in the foyer. So if you could do that for about 20 minutes and then come back, you'll have an exciting second half for you, I hope, if we can work out what it's going to be.